Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I deliver the sermon this evening.
我们感谢主给我们这个美好的机会。
We would like to first of all give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ for having given us this wonderful opportunity.
从今晚上开始在圣堂来传扬他的福音。
Beginning this evening, we would like to praise the wonderful God for salvation in this chapel.
我们非常欢迎这位父老啊，年轻的弟兄姊妹，不忙来参加布道会。
We are particularly pleased and feel privileged to have the attendance of our guests and brothers and sisters.
主耶稣祝福你们。
May our Lord bless you abundantly.
今晚上我的题目是思想人生。
The message I'd like to share with you this evening is to meditate upon human existence.
所以人生啊，就是人的一生。
Human life is the span of experience through our lives.
期间就从他的生一直到他的死。
From the time of our birth until the day when we die.
包括他在期间所遭遇的一些事情。
And all the happenings and experiences taken place in between.
我们真是一种会思想的动物。
Strangely, human beings are thinking animals.
也可以说别的动物所没有的。
It is a trait which is absent in other animals.
那我们现在这个世界有很多的问题。
We are confronted with a host of problems in this world today.
但是有一些很重要的问题，我们需要去思想它。
And there are a number of very important questions upon which we must meditate.
对问题虽然去思想，常常得不到答案。
There are questions, even though we reflect upon, meditate, and yet can never find satisfactory answers.
虽然有时候自己会想出答案。
Sometimes we attempt to find answers for these questions.
但是那个答案不一定正确的。
And yet these answers we find for ourselves may not necessarily be the correct ones.
今晚上在这个安静的时间，
In this very quiet moment this evening,
我们要共同来思想三个问题。
I would like to invite you to join me to meditate upon three questions.
那根据真神赐给我们人类的基本圣经来找到答案。
And we would like to jointly find answers in this Bible, a very, very precious book given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个三个问题说起来很简单的。
The three questions, in a sense, are very simple questions.
但是你现在深入地去思想就不简单。
But if you think deeply and really meditate upon them, then they are not so easy.
第一句说，人是从哪里来的？
The first question is, where do we come from?
第二就是说，来到这个世界是为了什么？
The second question, why are we here in this world?
人死后要到哪里去？
And the third and last question, where do we go after death?
不晓得我们的同胞有没有思想过？
I wonder if you have thought about these questions.
或者我们组内的弟兄是不是详细地想过的？
Or even brothers and sisters in Christ, I wonder if you have deeply and thoroughly meditated upon these questions.
假设你问我说，朋友，你从哪里来？
If you ask me the question, my friend, where did you come from?
我说我不知道。
I may answer, I do not know.
你来这里做什么？
What are you doing here?
我说我不知道。
I don't know.
以后你要到哪里去啊？
Where are you going to go after death?
我回答你说我不知道。
Suppose I give you the same negative answer, I do not know.
那你一定会想，这个人怪怪的。
You may begin to wonder, this person must be a very strange one.
可能头脑有问题。
Probably something wrong with his head.
因为这么简单的事情他都不知道。
Because these are very simple questions, and this person knows nothing about them.
但是我们把这三个问题扩大来想，深入来想。
But once we ponder over these questions in depth,
我们人从哪里来的？
Where did we all come from?
我们浅浅的想，很简单，从妈妈来的呀。
Well, superficially, the answer is very simple. We came from our mother.
妈妈生我的。
Mothers give life.
从妈妈的肚子跑出来的。
And we were born from the womb of our mothers.
一点都没有错的。
Well, the answer is indeed correct.
但是你再深入的想一想。
But if you probe a little deeper,
妈妈那么伟大吗？
Well, are our mothers so great?
我们七个人最先在妈妈肚子里的时候
，When we were first conceived in the womb，
是用这个肉眼看不出来的一个微星虫。
That conception was beyond our naked eye。
那为什么经过他四个月的时间
？Why after 10 months of gestation？
变成我们这个奇妙的人跑出来
，A human being is born。
是不是妈妈那么伟大呢？
Is my mother or our mother so great?
她能够照她的意思，在她的肚子里面把我们这个人造出来呢
？Can she really create us out of her own will in her womb?
我们去买鸡蛋回来。
We can go to the market and buy eggs.
给它打破放在碗里面。
Suppose you crack an egg and put it in the bowl.
用筷子搅一搅，里面就蛋白和蛋黄。
And you can stir with your chopsticks or whatever tool you use, you'll find.Is a mess.
可是这个鸡蛋一给被这个母鸡一抱
，But strangely, this egg, if conceived,
抱的时间会抛出一个小鸡。
And carried by the mother hen, then a little chick will be born out of that egg.
小鸡一冲破那个壳，它马上会走路。
And the little chick would crack the shell and then begin to walk.
有这个。其备了内脏
，and all the intestines and all the vital organs are complete.
你想奇妙不奇妙
？Isn't this a miracle?
是不是母鸡有那个力量
？Does the hen herself
不是
have this kind of capability? The answer is no.
妈妈生我们没有错的
，mothers have given birth to all of us.
但是妈妈真的有那个力量来生我们吗
？But do mothers have the innate capability of giving life.
我们请看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let us turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇一百三十九篇十四节。
139 verse 14. Psalm number 139 verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works.And that my soul knoweth right well.
这首诗是大卫王写的。
This was a psalm composed by King David.
他因为敬畏真神。
Because he was in awe of the one true God.
所以神给他智慧。
God gave him the wisdom.
给他明白很多人没有办法去明白的问题。
And afforded him the wisdom by which he could understand and comprehend many questions of human life.
他说神。我要感谢你。
Oh, I praise thee, O God.
因为我被造很奇妙。
For I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
你看我们这个人奇妙不奇妙呢
？Isn't it marvelous if you examine our physics?
单说我们这个脸孔。
Look at our face.
有胡须，也有这个眉毛。
You have a beard. You have eyebrows.
为什么这个眉毛长得很慢？
Why the eyebrows grow very only slowly?
为什么这个胡须长得很快
？And how come our beard grows very fast?
一样的接一块土地。
And we're talking about same lot of quote unquote territory.
奇妙不奇妙
？But isn't it a marvel?
我们这个人被造得很奇妙。
Now we are created marvelously.
所以他在赞美神。
Now King David was in praise of the Lord.
说这是你。创造的奇妙。
For this is thy wonderful work and creation.
大卫王他认为，哦，是神通过妈妈把我生出来的。
So King David realized that he was born through his mother, but his life was given by the one true God.
不是单从妈妈出来，是神的大能大力通过妈妈。
He realized that it was the wonderful power of the Almighty God that he was born through his mother.
那我们人并不是单有一个肉体。
The physical body is only one aspect of our life.
我们里面还有一个宝贝的永存的这个灵魂。
There is something which is so precious and everlasting that is our soul.
这都是神赐给我们的。
And our souls are also given to us by God.
所以我这个人是从神那里来。
Therefore, I came from God.
那么最先的一个人
，the very first human being.
进化论者说，猿猴进化来的。
According to evolutionists, that human beings are evolved from the monkey or gorilla.
但是，我们人的水，无论是白种、黑种的、黄种的，只要它水型一样，会相通。
But so long as we belong to the same kind of blood type, you can transfuse blood from one to the other as long as you are a human being.
可是其他的动物的水不可以输在人的身上。
Even the blood of a gorilla cannot be transfused onto a human body.
从这一点我们要肯定地说，人绝对不是别的动物来进化的。
From this very basic observation, we can challenge the theories advanced by evolutionists.
但是凡是人都是同水同的。
As long as we are human beings, we all belong to, we all have the same kind of blood relation.
那么人是从哪里来的呢？
How was the first human being created?
造物主在圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Creator, the one true God, said very clearly in the book of Genesis.
请看创世纪第一章。
Let us turn to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis.
二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27. Chapter 1, verse 27 in the book of Genesis. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Made male and female created he them.
真神用六日的时间创造天地万物。
Our God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days.
那在第六天最后的时间来创造我们人。
And on the sixth day, at the very end of the day, the first man was created.
先造亚当，后造夏娃。
Adam was first created, and subsequently Eve.
这个人类的始祖就是从真神创造的。
The ancestors of human race were created by the one true God.
真神从一本造出万族。
From one, the multiplication of seeds were thus generated.
我们人就从亚当、夏娃这样一直传下来的。
From generation to generation, we are created from our earliest ancestors, Adam and Eve.
那人是神造的，也就是神生的。另外一句话说
，If we are created by God, we can say similarly that we are born by Him.
因此，圣经说亚当是神的儿子。
The Bible therefore says that Adam.Is the Son of God.
请看路加福音第三章。
Let us turn to the book of Luke, chapter 3.
路加福音第三章三十八节。
Luke chapter 3, verse
38. 三十八节。
The book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 38. Which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of Of God.
亚当是神的儿子。
Adam was the son of God.
为什么？因为亚当是神生的。
Well, the reason is very clear because his life was given to him by God.
我们人的始祖就是神生的。
Our early ancestors were given birth by our Lord.
我们每一个人，那是神奇妙的能力通过妈妈生我们的。
The fact that we are here was because we are born through our mothers by the wonderful and marvelous power of God.
我们人是从神那里来的。
So we all came from God.
神和我们有父子关系。
There is, in fact, a parent and son relationship.
我们就是知道这个答案。
If this answer is clear to you,
我们就晓得这位神是多么的可敬。
You will then know clearly how wonderful how much we should respect God.
我们应该纪念他。
We ought to remember him.
我们要相信他。
We ought to believe in him.
我们要敬爱他。
We ought to love and revere him.
存种年幼的时候。
And while we are still young, in fact, we ought to do all these things.
请看传道书十二章。
Let us turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
十二章的第一节。
The book after the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1 says, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
其实圣经告诉我们要趁着年幼衰败的日子还没来到以前。
We are advised here that we ought to do the above mentioned things when we are still young.
要纪念造你的主。
We ought to remember the Creator who created all of us.
你承认吗？你相信吗？
Do you believe in this?
你是神造的。
Do you believe that you are created by God?
韩国一位青年虽然有受洗礼，但是不到教会。
There was a youth in Korea, even though he was baptized, but he refused to come to the church.
他妈妈是一位很虔诚的姊妹。
His mother was a very dedicated member of the church.
他妈妈不晓得为这个儿子啊流了多少眼泪，祷告。
The mother, shed much tear for this son of hers.
那个时候韩国啊正在这个打那个南北战争。
It was during the Korean War at that time.
好多青年在当兵。
And many youths were drafted into conscription and served in the army.
结果青年也被政府这个征召要去当兵。
And this young member, young person I mentioned, was also drafted.
那个时候战争很厉害，好多人啊一去就不回头。
And because of the war going on, many people never returned.
所以妈妈有点伤心。
The mother was very worried about her son.
妈妈伤心的不是说怕这个儿子死掉。
But the main worry of the mother was not that the son would be killed in the battlefield.
说话的时候，我这个儿子啊，没有信心。
But rather the mother was worried because the son was not one with strong faith.
不像是天上的父亲。
He did not believe in the existence of the Heavenly Father.
不遵守他的道。
And he failed to observe the commandments of him.
就在这样情况下死掉要怎么办？
Under such circumstances, what would happen if he ever died?
所以要去当兵以前呢，带他到教堂。
So before he went to join the service, the mother took him to the chapel.
妈妈流泪的祷告。
The mother prayed in tears.
要出门的时候送他一本圣经。
And before the child left the house, the mother gave him a copy of the Bible.
那个圣经差不多基本的一半，很小的。
It was a very small edition, about half the size of the one I'm holding.
很容易带。
It was very easy for him to carry along.
我的孩子。
And she said to him, my child,
你到战场要天天祷告主。
When you find yourself in the battlefield, you ought to pray to the Lord on a daily basis.
你有时间就要翻开这本圣经读。
Whenever there is time available, you should turn to the pages of this little book.
有一天战争啊打得很厉害。
One day, when the fighting was very furious,
他中了一个子弹,
and he was shot,
他倒下去,
and fell.
过了一段时间才醒过来,
and he was in a comatic situation for quite a while.
他就在找他什么地方受伤,
and he was looking then for the wound.
奇怪啊, 找不到受伤的地方,
and he couldn't find the wound of the bullet.
后来就摸他的胸前。
And then he felt and found the Bible.
那个子弹就是穿过那一本圣经。
And the bullet somehow shot the Bible.
那么最后那一点呢，竟在直到刚才所念的十二章第一节。
And the hole penetrated through half of the Bible to the page we were just referring to, the 12th chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, and verse 1. He turned to that page.
你要趁着年幼纪念造你的主。
And he was reminded that remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth.
他哭起来。
He cried.
他悔改。
And he repented.
他相信这是主救他。
He believed deeply then that it was the Lord who saved his life.
他从那个时候。
From that moment onwards.
相信造他的主。
He then believed in the creator who created also him.
感谢主。救他的性命。
He gave deep thanks to the Lord for having saved his life.
今天多么多的人
，How
知道
many people around us today are still unaware.
我们人是从神那里来的。
That we are from the Lord.
是神造的，是神生的。
We are created by God.
啊，我们有位慈爱的天父。
And we all have a loving and merciful
Heavenly
Father.
他不但信我们。
Not only He gave us our life.
他养我们。
He nurtured us.
他照顾我们。
And He cared for us.
他让我们活到现在。
And He has given us life until this evening.
你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about?
你知道吗
？Do you know?
我们想第二个问题。
Now let me proceed to discuss the second question with you.
人到这个世界来是为了什么
？Why do we all come to this world?
我在念小学的时候
，When I was in the elementary school，
因为我是在日本的这个统治下念书的。
I received elementary education under the Japanese occupation.
那当时有一则这个轰动一时的这个大新闻。
There was a very shocking news at that time.
就是一个青年呢、啊、考上第一高等学校。
A young fellow was admitted to the first senior high school.
这个日本的第一高等学校啊，普通叫一高一高一高啊。这个是秀才学校。
The first senior high, in fact, in the Japanese occupation, was a very elitist and privileged institution.
日本最好的大学就是东京帝国大学。
The Imperial University of Tokyo was, in fact, at that time, the very best university of Japan.
日本历代的宰相大部分是经过大学毕业的。
Historically, many high ministers, prime ministers of Japan were produced by this university, the University of Tokyo.
所以青年就是考上一高啊，非常高兴。
So when a young fellow was admitted to the first senior high, it was a very blessed moment.
父母亲也感觉很重要。
And the parents also share the pride and glory.
但是很意外的，这个青年叫做福吉穆纳，他的做法。
The name of this young fellow was Fujimura. He committed suicide.
他自杀的地点在 Nikko 的地方。
And he committed suicide at Nikko.
那边有个瀑布啊，叫做 Kegonotaki， 跳下去自杀。
There was a waterfall. Kegonotaki was the name of it. And that was where he jumped into the water and killed himself.
我去日本好几次都没有时间去看那个地方。
I have visited Japan many times, but have not found time to visit that particular locale.
我两年前来美国啊，经过日本的时候，专程去看那个 Kegonotaki。
Until 2 years ago, when I came to the United States by way of Japan, I visited that fall.
看这个福吉穆纳怎么一跳下去就死掉。
So I was curious to find out how Mr. Fujimura jumped into the water and killed himself.
那个很高啊，那个水很大。
And I discovered that it was a very big waterfall, and the power was tremendous.
跳下去是一定死掉的。
And I was convinced that if someone jumped from that fall, he would have no chance to survive.
自杀以前写几个字挂在树上。
He left a simple message, he in hand on the tree before he jumped into the water.
人生，我的罪孽覆盖。人生啊，我不可解的，我没有办法了解。
And the message.Was this human life is beyond my comprehension?
虽然有很多的这个哲学家、思想家
although there have been many thinkers and philosophers in history,
他们各有各的主张啊。
They have each advocated their own interpretation of human life.
说人应该怎么样活着才有意义，人生才有目的。
They argued as to how we must live.In order to render meaning to our existence.
但是那些理论都不能满足他的心。
But all these philosophical treatises and interpretations can never really satisfy our yearning.
他自己想不出一套满足他的心的理论。
Even the philosopher himself in question cannot come up with a theory which fully satisfies him.
到底人是为了什么活着呢？
What is the purpose of our existence?
从年轻的时候一直到年老
，From the time when we're very young until we are advanced in age，
每天忙着
，We busy day in and out。
年轻时候忙着读书
，When we are young we are busy studying。
离开学校忙着赚钱
，And after we have graduated we busy ourselves with our jobs and making money。
一直的忙，一直的忙，是为了什么？
day after day, night after night, for what purpose, by the way?
他想不出。
Even a philosopher cannot understand.
所以他就想，不知道目标的人生啊，不如来接受这个人生。
So this young man in Japan really thought that if you live a life, the meaning of which is beyond your comprehension, you might as well end and conclude this life.
当然，这不是好的方法。
Of course, I would say that this is not the best way to do it.
也不能解决他的问题。
For it really does not solve the problem.
那么以前的人啊，对人生的意义比较有高尚的这个主张。
Now, people before us, our ancestors, probably had nobler interpretations of human existence.
好像说人生啊，就是要来精进这个人类生活的这个水准。
For instance, you can have a very lofty proclamation that the meaning of life is to raise the standards of living of humanity.
做人总要对社会国家有所贡献。
And as a human being living in the society, we must feed back to the society from which we grew up.
做人至少不要害人。
And as a human being, you must not do evil unto other people.
但是这个人生生活演变到现在。
But human life has also been changed in time.
会像主耶稣所说的两个这个比喻一样。
Very much like the parables our Lord Jesus Christ gave.
我们请看路加十二章。
I'd like to invite you to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Book of Luke, chapter 12.
这里主要是谈到一个愚拙的无知的财主。
Here we find in the parable that Jesus was talking about a certain rich man.
就是十二章的十六节以下。
This is found in chapter 12, book of Luke, verse 16 and onward.
他说有一个财主，田产很多。
The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully.
甚至他的收成啊，没有地方放。
And he harvested so abundantly that he had no room to store.
所以他一直扩大、扩建他的这个仓库。
Therefore, he continued to build more granaries.
啊，他看到他那么多的这个财物。
Upon viewing this abundance of wealth of him,
他非常的满意。
He was very content and happy.
就对他的灵魂说。
He said to his own soul.
他怎么说呢
？How did he say？
在十九节
，verse 19，
说灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多点的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
这个无主的财主，他认为这个钱财能够解决一切的问题。
This poor rich man thought that wealth could solve all his concerns.
不但能够解决肉体的问题，也能够解决灵魂的问题。
Not only the wealth could solve the problems of his physical needs, but it can also solve his spiritual needs.
他是以这个积攒钱财呀、为快乐、为满足。
This rich person found delight in the accumulation of wealth.
现在的人这种倾向很浓。
In fact, this is a very pronounced inclination and propensity we find.
现在作为勤工族啊，大概马上和钱连起来。
Quite often, when I talk about a successful person, you relate his success with his wealth.
赚到更多的钱的人就是勤工的人。
Those who make a lot of money are successful people.
好多人已经是他的国家排第一第二的有钱人。
Some people are ranked number one or two in terms of wealth in his or her own country.
他年纪也不少了。
Advanced in age.
但是他还要去追求钱。
But still, he or she would continue to seek for even greater wealth.
他要积累更多，成为全国第一的，甚至世界啊，能够第一那更好了。
And that kind of desire can never be satisfied.This person wants to be the richest person of the country or of the world.
这样的人因为做人啊，就是以积攒钱财为目的。
People of the sort have no other purpose except the accumulation of wealth.
现在情况就是这样。
In fact, this is a general trend we find quite apparent.
我们千万不要成为这一类的人。
It is hoped that we shall never become a person like this.
因为这个是错误的。
For this is mistaken.
另外一种人呢？
Another type of individuals.
看十六章十九节。
Chapter 16, Book of Luke.
路加福音十六章十九节。
Chapter 16, verse 19. Book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 19 reads, There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day.
所以是说另外一个才子，他穿着紫色的这个袍，那么天天奢华宴乐。
There was another rich man, dressed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day.
他这个人就是以放纵情欲为目的。
So this person is almost a hedonist.
尤其最近的人呢，就是偏向这一类的。
People in today's society are very much like this.
追求这个肉体的享受。
Looking for excitement and stimulation to satisfy our physical desires.
放纵肉体的情欲。
We indulge ourselves in lust.
所以这个男女之间就很乱。
Therefore, there is a great degree of promiscuity in between the sexes.
现在啊，进入色狂的时代。
In fact, this whole generation is very promiscuous.
追求这个肉体的快乐。
People are seeking for flesh desires.
眼目的情欲。
And the pleasure of the eyes.
因此这个世界乱七八糟。
Therefore, we find a world which is topsy-turvy.
中国人说万恶淫为首。
There is a Chinese proverb which goes like this, that sex is the root and source of all evils.
中国有很多的道德观念啊，和圣经一致的。
There are many moral concerns and moral virtues prevail in China, which find coincidence in the Bible.
现在这个世界充满了罪恶。
This world in which we live today is
filled
with sins and lusts.
尤其男女之间。
And particularly, the kind of promiscuous relationship between sexes.
好多人他到了年龄不要结婚。
Many people refuse to get married, even though their age mandates so.
但是他们并不是说男女不在一起的。
But this does not mean that they would not be together as opposite sexes.
他们要同居。
They cohabitate.
但是他们在户口上不喜欢登记。
But they would not register themselves as husband and wife.
都免得被束缚。
So that they would not be bound, quote unquote.
换来换去。
And they can shift partners.
有的国家按他们的这个报告。
And according to certain statistic data we have from certain countries,
结婚和离婚的对比啊，就一半。
And the divorce rate could be as high as 50% out of all the marriages.
在他的国家要找到那个没有离婚过的，很少。
It is in fact very difficult to find people who are not divorced.
他们以为这个是人生的目的啊。
Because for these people, they thought of pleasure is the sole meaning and purpose of life.
尽量的去享受肉体的权利。
Indulge oneself in our fleshly desire is the sole purpose of living.
天天奢华宴乐。
They indulge themselves in good food and drink and marry.
多么可怕的这个人生道路。
This is a very dreadful road if we ever take.
神让我们生到这个世界来。
God has given us life into this world.
要我们在这里积钱啊，积攒钱财。
Certainly, it is not the will of God that we stay here simply accumulate our wealth.
也不是要我们在这个世界放纵情欲来犯罪。
Nor it is the desire and plan of God that we indulge our desires here.
到底人生目的在哪里？
But then the question remains, what is the purpose of human existence?
我们先看传道书十二章。
Let us turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
传道书十二章十三节
，Chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 reads, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
就是所罗门呐、啊，对这个人性问题，他有深入的去思考。
King Solomon pondered deeply upon the meaning of human existence.
去观察。
He observed human life very carefully.
他说有时候晚上啊，整夜没有睡觉，一直在想。
He sometimes stay overnight to ponder over the question of life.
他起初以为做人呐、啊，就是追求啊这个名利享受。
At first, he was no different from others to think that to indulge in our pleasures is the sole purpose of life.
但是他虽然成为天下最有钱的人
although King Solomon became the richest person on earth,
钱并没有带给他满意
but his wealth did not bring him any real satisfaction.
环岛啊，给他睡不着
And on the other hand, in fact, he could not even sleep well.
他后来拼命地享受
He later indulged himself, in fact, in all kinds of pleasures.
衣食住行各方面，他都占第一的。
In all aspects of life, in terms of transportation, your food and clothing and so on and so forth.
他住的王宫啊，盖了13年。
The palace in which he dwelt took 13 years to build.
他妃嫔有1000个。
And he had 1,000 concubines.
但是这些都不能满足他的心。
But even these things could not really satisfy him.
后来神给他明白。
And God gave him wisdom to understand.
做人最要紧的就是要敬畏真神，遵守他的诫命。
It is most important in our life to fear God and keep God's commandments.
神让我们生到这个世界来。
God has given us life.
就是要我们在这个世界过着敬畏神，遵守他诫命的生活。
For the purpose of fearing him and living a life under his commandments.
他的诫命归纳起来就要我们信节爱心。
And the conclusion can be summarized very easily that we ought to be holy, sanctified, and having love.
也就是过着荣神益人的生活。
We should lead a life benefiting others and fearing God.
这个才是人生的目的。
This is the real purpose of
human life. 违背这个荣神益人的这个表现。
We must glorify God and benefit others.
那些都是违背了人生的目的。
Unless we do so, all the other things are in violation of the real purpose of our existence.
神给你赚到钱，很好。
God has given you the capability to make money. That is good.
不是为了积钱而赚钱。
But it should not be the sole purpose.
应该要把这个钱用在爱神。爱人的事上
and the money you have earned must be used on our Lord Jesus, on God, or on things which benefit others.
赚钱是一个手段
To earn money is only a means.
用钱用在爱神爱人这个事上，这个才是目的
But to utilize your earnings in glorifying God and benefiting others is the purpose and end.
读书也是一种手段
To study is also a means.
但是你要把所学习的来用在爱神爱人的事上。
But you must utilize the knowledge you have acquired in things glorifying God and benefiting others.
这个才合乎这个行活的原则。
These things would then be in accordance with the principles of life.
也只有过着这种爱神爱人的行活的人。
Only those people who live lives loving God and other men,
他的人生才有意义有价值。
His life is a valuable one.
他才有资格人生的路径走完以后回到天父那里去。
And he is the one who can be qualified to enter into the heavenly kingdom at the end of his life journey.
Fujimura 这位青年
This young man, Fujimura,
挺可惜，我就想为什么他不去读圣经。
In fact, I resent the fact that he did not study the Bible.
他就是晓得去读圣经。
Had he known the importance of the Bible,
圣经很清楚地告诉我们
the Bible would have told him very clearly
我们应该怎么样做人
as to how he should live his life,
怎么样做人才有价值
and how to render meaning to his existence,
才能完成我们多久的功夫
and how to complete our efforts in our attempt to receive salvation.
好我们谈第三个问题。
Let me proceed then to the third question.
死后到哪里去
Where do we go after death?
好多人就是不相信人有这个灵魂的存在。
A lot of people around us do not believe in the existence of soul.
啊，一般的动物是没有灵魂的。
Animals ordinarily do not have souls.
生死是他们一切的结局。
Death, therefore, signals the very end of their life.
死亡没有他们的存在，也没有他们的问题。
And after death, they have no further problem to deal with.
但是我们人是有灵魂的这个人啊。
But as human beings, we do possess souls.
这个灵魂才是实在的我。
And my soul is the true I.
这个是我的身体。
And the shell is only a shell.
在哪里？
Where am I?
我这句话本身已经指作肉体之外的存在。
And this very word I refers already to the spiritual existence beyond the physical shape.
那么到底死后如何呢？
And what would happen after death?
孔子的门徒也有对他提出这个问题。
Even Confucius' disciples raised the same set of questions.
他们是有思想的人。
These people, of course, are thinking people.
所以他们会去想一些重要的问题。
They did dwell upon those significant questions.
但是孔子的回答是未知先言知死。
But how did the master answer? Confucius said, the way do not yet understand the meaning of life, how do we ever know the meaning or the things will happen after death?
孔子是良心的学者，他知道说知道，不知道说不知道。
Confucius was a master who had a good conscience. If he knew, he would say yes. If he did not know, he acknowledged that also.
中国的庄子，他是对人生很达观的。
庄子, the founder of the Taoist philosophical school, also had a very enlightening perspective of life.
他熟书心啊，看这个人生啊，像如寄的寄居啊，视死如归啊。
And he regarded life as a transitory phase only.
实际上我们人新的这个世界是做客的。
And he realized that we are no more than sojourners in this world.
我们没有办法永远活在这个地球上。
We can never dwell on this earth, on this globe forever.
那这个庄子虽然他这里死是要回去。
庄子, the philosopher, did recognize that after death he would return.
他这里在这个世界是痛苦的。
He returned to nature and he realized that human life is full of suffering.
所以他的太太死的时候，他说祭盆熬歌。
When his wife passed away, he was very happy hitting the drum on the roadside and sang.
为太太庆幸，高兴。
And he was pleased that his wife was.Released from her physical shell.
虽然这样子，庄子也不知道啊，到底死后如何。
But even though he had this kind of philosophical perspective, he did not know as to what would happen after death.
到底死后如何，死了到哪里去呢？
Where would a person go after death?
我们看路加十六章。
Let us turn to the book of Luke, chapter 16.
这里主意是说，那个财主后来死掉了。
The rich man in the parable of Jesus that passed away,
他到阴间去受苦。
And he went to hell where he suffered.
另外在他门口讨饭的那个拉撒路也死掉了。
And Lazarus, the pauper who begged for food before this rich man also died.
我们把这个十六章路加二十节看下去就晓得。
If you read from chapter 16 verse 20 onward, you will find out.
天使把拉撒路带走了。
Now the angels took Lazarus away.
带进亚伯拉罕的胸怀。
And he was brought to the bosom of Abraham.
主耶稣说你们要看见。
And Jesus said to them, you ought to see clearly.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都在神的国里。
Now Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are all in the kingdom of God.
所以这个拉撒路被带到亚伯拉罕的胸怀，就是带到神的国里去。
So he was taken into the bosom of Abraham, into the kingdom of God, in other words.
在这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ meant to tell us here,
死不是人生一切的结局。
That death is not the ultimate end of human life.
死后必有审判。
There is a judgment waiting for us.
那得救的人回到神那里去。
Or those who are saved would return to the heavenly home.
不得救的人啊，要到阴间去。
And those who are not saved,shall find themselves in hell.
我们另外看马太福音二十五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 25, please.
25章31节以下
Chapter 25 from verse 31.
在这里主耶稣谈到世界的末日他要再临。
Jesus mentioned in this section of the Bible that he would come again at the end of the world.
要把人类分裂左右。
And then all human beings who ever lived will be divided into two camps.
34节。
Verse
34. 对右边这些说你们来请受创世以来为你们预备的果。
Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
41节对那些左边的人说,
And in verse 41, God would say to those who are on the left,
你们进入为着魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
46节,
Verse
46.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Jesus said to us categorically that the earth and heavens shall one day perish. But the word of God shall never change. And the statement of our Jesus Christ has absolute value.
他告诉我们死后有两个地方可去。
He told us very clearly that there are two places we can end up with.
就在审判那一天要自行这个事件。
And this would happen on the day of the great judgment.
就是永生和永死。
Everlasting life or everlasting death.
就是天国和地狱。
The heavenly kingdom or the hell.
不是说死了就没有事。
It is not true that after we die, that was the end of it.
虽然你不信,
Even though you might not have yet believed,
但是到了那一天你就晓得了,
but you will find out when that day comes.
好像那个才子,
just like the rich man in the parable,
到了阴间这里受痛苦,
he was suffering in hell.
他才想要相信,
and then it was too late for him
他想要悔改,
to believe. He wanted to repent.
已经来不及了,
it was already too late for him to do so.
所以我们要从这个神的话来做到答案。
It is important to receive the lessons from the Word of God.
来明白人生的这三大问题,
to have a clear vision as to the meaning of our existence.
死后有两条路可去,
there are two roads you can choose after death.
你喜欢哪一条?
Which one would you choose to walk?
人人我相信都喜欢得救的。
And I'm sure we all, as human beings, like to be saved.
我们对神的话,你不要多多赞扬啊。 都不要通通赞扬说我不信我不信。
So we should not be so stubborn and say no to the advice of God.
你不信是你的自由。
If you do not believe, if you choose not to believe, certainly it is your freedom.
但是你不信,可是,假设真的你要怎么办?
I understand you may not believe, but what if this does happen?
你不相信有这个审判。
You may not believe that there will be a judgment.
你不相信有天国和地狱。
You do not believe that there is a heaven and a hell.
但是假定有,你要怎么办?
But if there are, what would you do then?
何况圣经不是假定的。
And by the way, the Bible is not something which is based upon assumption.
主的话绝对不会回去。
The heavens and the earth shall one day all perish, but the word of God shall remain.
审判这是一个严肃,很严重的事情。
The judgment is not a light matter, it's very serious.
所以我们今天呢,不要说乱走乱走。
So we must take heed and precaution.
我们为什么要信耶稣?
Why do we believe in Jesus?
我们为什么要遵行主的道?
Why do we have to observe his teaching?
为什么?
Why?
因为有审判的事情。
The answer is that because there is going to be a judgment.
所以做人呢,在现在来说,
therefore, as a human being, as we live our life,
最要紧的就是要追求得救。
The most important concern we ought to have is to pursue for our salvation.
作为一个得救的人,
once we are saved,
主意是说人家是没有性命,你做到传世界有什么用?
As Jesus said, that what is the purpose and the benefit to own the whole world and yet without life?
你虽然得到传世界,但是你已经死掉了,没有性命有什么用处?
You may gain the whole world, but then you may die and you will lose everything.
一条性命胜过全地球的财物。
Jesus said that a single soul and life has a value exceeding the totality of all the wealth accumulated and gathered.
但是这个性命更要紧的是主的永生。
But life, of course, refers more importantly to eternal life.
就是我们就是不能成为一个多救、多永生的人。你在世界做世界的王有什么用？
What is the benefit of becoming a king of this world and yet without receiving the everlasting life?
所以我们在这几天、啊、要根据圣经彼此来查考，来明白。
I propose to do in the next few evenings is to discuss with you these important questions.
我们做人应该怎么样行才能够得救？
What should we do as a human being in order to be saved?
这个得救的人，圣经允许我们呢，是能够体验到啊，有这个经济的保证的。
Well, it is certainly true that we'll have the earnest and the proof and evidence of salvation according to the Bible.
请看《以弗所书》第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
第一章的是三节和十四节。
Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed,ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. 十四节 verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
现在许多的人相信主耶稣。
A lot of people, of course, today do believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
会说目的是为了求永生。
The sole purpose of believing is to see for the everlasting life.
这个得救的人
To become a person who will be saved.
能够来承受天国的产业
In order to inherit the estate of heavenly kingdom.
但是我们的这个目标虽然是对
Even though we may have chosen a very good objective and end.
这里告诉我们我们所相信的就是得救的福音
And we just learned from this Bible here that if we believe in the gospel of salvation,
神会赏赐圣灵给我们做印记。
God will give unto us the Holy Spirit as the earnest.
印证你所信的是得救的福音。
It is a stamp, it is a seal proving that what you have believed is the true Bible and truth.
反正说我们信耶稣好久了。
Many have believed in Christ for many years.
但是你得不到圣灵。
And yet without...having received the Holy Spirit.
那你所信的是不是得救的福音？这个是有问题的。
Then you should question as to whether or not you have believed in the gospel of salvation.
十四节说这个圣灵是我们得天国产业的保证。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14 we found that the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance.
所以我们要追求得救，但是我们要拿到这个得救的这个保证。
We're all seeking for salvation, but we mustget hold of that earnest and prove.
在台湾最先去传这个真理式教育的这个道理的是一个郭长老和一个张长老。
Elder Zhang and Elder Guo were the first ones to preach the true gospel of salvation in Taiwan.
This is 在1926年。
This was in the year 1922.
那感谢主，台湾现在真理式教育有260多间。
From 1926 onward until today, we already have 260 some churches in Taiwan.
那这个郭长老啊，本来是在福建福州当基督教医院的副院长。
Elder Guo was the first deputy director of a Christian hospital in Fujian, in Fuqiao, Fujian.
他对基督教很热心。
He was a very earnest believer of Christ.
他最先是在圣公会相信。
First, he was in the Episcopalian Church.
他后来听到这个安息日会的道理。
After attending Episcopalian Church, he went to the Church of the Sabbath.
他一直就你说安息日对。
And he was convinced that to believe in Sabbath is correct.
所以他就转到安息日会来聚会。
He therefore changed his denomination.
一共有27年的时间。
For 27 years,
后来听到真理式教会的道理
until he one day heard the truth preached by the true Jesus Church,
他谦虚地查考圣经
he humbled himself and studied the Bible with humility.
他相信真理式教会所传的近乎圣经
he was convinced that the doctrine preached by the True Jesus Church was much closer to the truth.
他就接受这个敬水的洗礼。
Hence, he received the correct way of baptism.
他非常渴慕圣灵。
He also thirsted after the Holy Spirit.
但是一天过一天，他得不到圣灵。
But day after day after day, he did not receive.
后来他的大儿子叫郭炳堂。
His oldest son, later,
他得到耶稣的启示。
Was revealed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以哪一天要给他爸爸圣灵。
And he was revealed as to the date when his father will receive the Holy Spirit.
美图就把这个事情记载入记。
And his name was 美图. He recorded this in his diary.
他爸爸在医院有时间就祷告。
And his father, as I said, was a very earnest believer, prayed whenever he could find time in the hospital.
但是求不到圣灵。
And yet he could not receive the Holy Spirit.
真的到主耶稣指示那一天他得到圣灵。
Strangely, on the day predestined, he received the Holy Spirit.
美图就把他的日记簿给爸爸看。
So 美图 showed his father the diary he kept.
说爸爸，你今天要得到圣灵，主耶稣早早就告诉我了。
I was revealed by Lord Jesus Christ that you would receive the Holy Spirit today.
他非常的受感动。
He was deeply touched.
他说这个才是得救的福音。
And he said, this truly, indeed, is the gospel of salvation.
这个才是全备的道理。
This is the complete gospel.
这个是有体验的得救。
And you have actual experiences
for your salvation. 我做一宣布是帮人啊，这个肉体上解决一点困难。
He realized then that as a physician, he could only relieve to a certain extent the pain sustained by people.
我就是来传扬这个得救的福音。
He told himself that if I come out to preach the gospel,
因为他们的相信主会救他们，还会医治他们的疾病。
By virtue of their belief, the Lord would heal their illnesses and affliction.
这样子不但他一个人献身当传道。
So not only Elder Guo was the one who dedicated himself, his life to the service of the Lord.
他两个儿子都献身了，护主三个人当传道。
And both his sons.Also became full-time ministers.
因为他找到真正得救的这个道路。
And this happened because he truly found the way leading to eternal life.
有圣灵保证的这个得救的道理。
And he found for himself the truth which has the proof of the Holy Spirit.
诸位父老，诸位弟兄姊妹。
My beloved brothers, sisters, and friends.
明天有没有我们的份，我们算是不知道的。
We cannot claim tomorrow.
说我们要承受今天现在。
We must take the opportunity of the time we have today.
要来明白人生的这三个问题。
We ought to ponder over these three questions I raised.
要来追求做一个得救的人。
And to pursue so ever earnestly to be a person who can be saved.
我们已经得救的人。
For those who have been saved,
我们要把这个得救的福音传给大家。
Out to share this wonderful gospel of salvation.
我们还没得救的人。
And those who have not yet been saved.
应该根据圣经来知道。
Should try to understand according to the Bible.
当怎么样行才能够得救。
As to how we should do in order to receive that salvation.
真正的来成为一个得救的人。
To become a person saved.
有天国盼望的人。
A person with the hope of.
不然的话你的人生是虚空的。
Otherwise, your life will be in vain.
是绝望的。
It's going to be a life of vanity and despair.
你一直追求世界的事情。
You will be pursuing earnestly worldly things.
你当博士的。
You may receive a doctorate degree.
你赚到钱的。
You may become very wealthy.
结果你会老的。
But the fact is that you will one day age.
一老带来就是死。
And after you are advanced in age,
所以临到的时候
you will have to face death.
你还有什么盼望？
When death comes upon us, what kind of hope do we have?
所以我们不但要知道。
So we must understand.
这三个问题。
And try to understand the three
我们还要赶快地把握现在。
And we must grab the opportunity as we have today.
领受主的这个救恩。
To receive the wonderful salvation of the Lord.
都救你。
And to be saved.
主耶稣祝大家。
May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you abundantly.